Astal Hussein Desale is a senior at Kingsbury High School with big dreams.
I would like to be the first generation in my family to go to college. You know, that's one thing to make my dad proud.
He already has a four-year college picked out, Middle Tennessee State University, or MTSU.
I like this picture, like, of a circle, and the buildings inside of it is nothing but the university. MTSU is a one place only for MTSU.
But he says he realized he couldn't pay for it, so he enrolled in Tennessee Achieves. He now plans to attend Southwest Tennessee Community College for 2 years. At Community College, Tennessee Achieves will foot the entire bill for whatever tuition costs government grants don't cover. Tennessee Achieves also set him up with a mentor, a counselor at Southwest.
You know, they told me in order to get to the top, you gotta know somebody there. So, you know, having John Berg is a great thing, so that's good.
He still plans to attend Middle Tennessee State University for 2 years. After completing community college, he says he'll transfer his credits, effectively halving the price of his education. Like Desale, most of Tennessee Achieves students are the first in their families to go to college, and most come from families who make less than $50,000 a year.
Again, my name is Casey Murley. I'm the coordinator for Tennessee Achieves in this part of the state.
In the cafeteria of Bolton High School, Murley was using a microphone to talk to a group of Tennessee Achieves students, and she was feeling hampered by the mic's cord.
We put in place a lot of these deadlines. This cord, it's good to walk around. So,
as she paced, Murley explained about the program. There's no income, grade, or ACT score requirement to receive money from Tennessee Achieves. Every public school student in Shelby County qualifies. All students have to do is attend meetings like this one, apply for financial aid, and complete the steps necessary to enroll in community college.
Clap your hands for final TAFSA.
The students in the Bolton cafeteria had all recently filled out the free application for federal student aid. After their financial aid comes through, Tennessee Achieves will pay the balance owed to the community college for each student.
Tennessee Achieves is going to pay whatever you owe. Remember, I told you guys you're not going to get a check from Tennessee Achieves, $3,000 to Misha Lovois. That won't happen. We pay the money directly to the school.
Tennessee Achieves founder Randy Boyd says when he started the program, he thought money was going to be the biggest barrier to getting students enrolled in community college. But he quickly realized he was wrong, and in fact, the program's mentors make a huge difference.
Our executive director always uses this one example of one of her students who called her up on his first day of college, and he was very frustrated because he couldn't find where his MWF class was. And she explained to him, oh, that just means Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's the days that you're supposed to be at the class and you're there on the wrong day. If he didn't have anybody else to call, he would have probably gotten frustrated and left.
Boyd is also the CEO of Radio Systems, a pet company. He uses his company's profits to pay the salaries of Tennessee Achieves staff, but the money for the student scholarships is raised in each of the counties where the program operates. Boyd says only one thing really surprised him about collecting donations.
You know how easy it was, but the fact is that people just get it and they understand that we need to do something significant and they're willing to step up.
Boyd is a special advisor to Governor Bill Haslam. He's tasked with helping Haslam raise the college graduation rate in Tennessee from about 30% to 55% by 2025. We'll bring you that story later on the program. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.